Lady on line two has an inquiry. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank. I was wondering, I'm trying to get Harriet a llama for my daughter's 21st birthday party.
And hold on. You're trying to hire out a what?
A llama. She's llama mad. Absolutely llama crazy from she's been no age. And she always says, "Mummy, I'd love you to walk in with a llama for my birthday." And I'm trying to get one and I can't get one anywhere. And I was wondering if any of your listeners would know who you would hire them out. Could they ring in? Could you give them my number so I could hire them out for a birthday?
Yeah, you make it sound like as if, you know, you could get them in Elliot's. How would you hire a llama? Who would have a llama?
I don't know. That's what I need to find out.
But are there farms in Northern Ireland that might have llamas?
Yes. Yeah. You can go and feed them and walk them and things like that. And some mobile farms have them, but the ones I've tried are all booked up. But somebody has to know someone that has one that's not picked up.
So these little farms do have llamas. Do you know, now that you say it, at one of those like country living type fairs that we're going to next week, in the past, I think possibly down in Ballinahinch, I may have seen a llama in a controlled environment with a handler. It was white, and it's I don't want to show off my ignorance here as to my humpy friends, but a llama is a wee bit of a hump on him, hasn't he? Like a camel,
yep.
Or
yeah,
yeah. So, yep. And I, yep. I also
there's Streamville and all. Streamville Farm is, you know, they're bringing them in, and you can go and visit them and stuff. But it's to get one to the house for
here. What about? And this has been texted me straight away by a guy called Dave listening to the show. Dave, thank you. There's a bit of llama trekking available in Moneymore up in County
yes,
Derry.
We know all that. Yeah, we know all that, yeah.
None of those you llamas know, available for hire.
And there's none I can get in contact with that are available. They're all booked up. But somebody's buying, somebody somewhere knows someone. I know the day.
Do you know, I'm amazed.
It would just be a dream for her.
I'm really amazed that you can't get a hold of a llama whenever there are llamas available. As to why people would be needing to book them is just something I'm not getting a handle on. And Caroline is sending me some details here as well. A reference to Woolly Ward's farm. Woolly Ward, are you familiar with Woolly Ward?
Oh no, I haven't heard of that. Woolly Ward's, I'll write that down.
Yeah, Woolly Ward, as in not Willy Ward now, Woolly, as in W-O-O.
Yes, Woolly Ward.
L Ward, never mix up your woolly with your willy, and it is basically Woolly Ward's. I suppose there's another way of actually phrasing that, but Woolly Ward's farm, and it is apparently Ireland's favourite mobile petting and activity farm. Maybe they would hire a llama. Your daughter's interest in the llama. You say it started at a young age.
Yeah.
Has she been to visit any of these farms? Has she seen a llama?
Yeah. She's seen them, yeah. But she's always says about one coming. For her 16th birthday, I got her a llama cake in the shape of a llama because we couldn't get the llama then either. But she's coming 21, so I would really love to try and get one to come to the house. You know, just to see her face as it's walking in the door or walking into the back garden.
Yeah, of course. I'm always reminded whenever someone mentions llama of, I think it was Monty Python who gave advice on what you should do if you see a llama, and I think we may be able to get that before the end of the program, but I can clearly remember in the script they say there's a guy and it's like a safety advice film, and he's standing I think with a microphone and he's talking into the camera, and he says basically he's giving advice as to how you should behave if you get into an area where there are llamas, and he says something along the lines of, if you see a llama, you should shout, "Look out, there are llamas." And I'm not sure what comes next, but it is very good Monty Python material, and I have no doubt that my hardworking producer will find it before the end of the program. Judith has advice for you. Judith has advice for you. She's on the phone, and maybe with a llama to hand. Good morning, Judith.
I've heard recently there's a llama farm on the Green Road in Conleague,
that's handy. Is that handy for, are you handy to Bangor?
Yep. Well, I'm in North Belfast, not too far.
Okay, so Conleague. Judith, thank you.
Conleague. Yeah, my phone number, anything?
Yeah, what's it called, Judith?
I haven't a clue. I've just heard it on the radio.
Okay, so there you go. There's a llama farm in Conlig, and indeed, I have no doubt either that there will be llama owners listening to the program who will call us now on 0289033105 and make your daughter's 21st birthday by providing us with a llama. How much money are you prepared to spend?
Whatever. It's just a dream.
Would you want the llama handled?
I don't know,
but you'd have to hire the handler. You know that.
Yes, I know. I know all that. I know about and the safety of getting it and all here. But even just for the, you know, it's just really for photo opportunity for a whole, you know, to pet it.
Sure.
Just for it to be here for a short space of time, really.
Would an alpaca do?
You know. No.
It has to be a llama.
No.
All right.
I can get an alpaca, but I want to say she got the llama for her 21st. Yeah. I don't want to say she got an alpaca for her 21st.
I know. What about a small camel?
No, definitely has to be a llama.
Right, the call is now out there. The call is now out there. If anyone
That's
has a
great.
Llama
Frank,
for hire,
so much.
roughly what date?
It's the 28th of July.
Okay, 28th of July. If you have a llama for hire, yeah. Please call us now. 0289033105. I hope it works for you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Frank. Thank you. Bye.
This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning. I think it's Fiona who's on line 3. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Fiona.
Yes, Frank. I was just ringing in just to make a point about the lady that wanted to try and hire the llama for her daughter's 21st.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'd be looking at it from the other point of view. I'm a vegan, and I know how much you love vegans, Frank.
But Fiona, she doesn't want to eat the llama.
Oh, no, but... You know, I wouldn't believe in using animals, you know, for entertainment either, you know. But the point I wanted to make was, I know you're saying you'd seen one that had been in a controlled environment with a handler. But I know myself, if I saw a llama come to my neighbour's back garden, I'd be squealing with excitement. And, you know, llamas, when they're stressed, they spit, you know. So
Don't we all?
Yeah. Don't we all? But my suggestion, and I wasn't being funny or sarcastic, was would it be possible just for the crack get like a pantomime dress-up costume where you can get a pantomime cow, and saying that at this late stage the lady has not had any luck in getting, been able to hire a llama. Just something like that for the crack.
I'm pulling my leg here. Am I seriously on the radio? Is this stuff being broadcast? This woman is 21 years old. She absolutely loves llamas. Mm-hmm. Her mum has gone to the bother.
Hold on a sec.
Her mum has gone to the bother of trying to source a llama for her 21st birthday, maybe in some nightclub or hotel or in a big marquee. And the creme de la creme of the evening will be when someone walks in with the llama and the 21-year-old is going to go, "Oh, it's a llama." How on earth would she feel if it was Morris J and Johnny Hero inside a pantomime llama?
I think that would be hilarious. I do. I think that would be hilarious, Frank. And, you know, no animals would be harmed in the experience.
You're pulling my leg here.
No, I'm really not. It's the best I could come up with. I know, I'm thinking of the woman too, because you could hear her on the radio. You know, she loves her daughter. Her daughter loves llamas. And I don't know if her daughter realises up close to a llama, you know, and if it gets stressed, even within a controlled environment and a handler, you could get a big spitball in the face, you know.
You could.
So anyway, Frank, that's probably... my 6 months worth.
You know, your 6 months worth has cheered me up no end. You are a vegan and you do believe that animals should not be used for entertainment, is that right?
No, that's correct. You know, the idea of hiring animals out, you know, the reindeer at Christmas and all of that thing, it's very stressful for them. You know, it really is. You know, it's not their natural environment, and if there's a lot of people and a lot of noise, you know, it can be very, very distressing for them. So, you know.
Okay. Fiona, listen,
okay,
it's a very, very valid, it's a very valid point, and I appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Bye-bye.
I love this program because you do get an opportunity to speak to people who you really never meet. And I just think that's the best idea. Dress up as a llama. Right, we'll be shouting very shortly.